Greetings and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. The word gig has had a dizzying number of meanings over the centuries. According to a document dated 1225, a gig was then a flighty, giddy, wanton girl. In the 1400s, a gig was something that spins, as in whirly gig, a spinning top. Someone in a state of boisterous merriment in the 1700s was said to be in high gig. A light, two-wheeled, horse-drawn carriage was also known by this term, as was a light ship's boat adapted for rowing in the 1700s and 1800s. A gig is also a device for spearing fish. Well, how about gig as a verb? To gig has meant variously to move back and forth, to play a joke on, and to spear a fish. But in the mid-1920s, American jazz players refashioned the versatile gig into a word meaning musician's engagement or date. This new sense of the term has become permanently embedded in jazz, rock, and pop jargon. Musicians talk of playing a gig, usually implying a single date, or having a steady gig, meaning a standing engagement. No one is certain why musicians appropriated this little word to refer to a musical date. A reasonable guess ties the musician's gig to the older words that mean something that whirls or to make merry, since many musicians earn their paychecks playing dance and party tunes.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.